welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode number 184. Dear students, in today's episode, I want you to know that I am going to truly challenge you. We are going to hear some really advanced English words, but please don't worry, because as I say the advanced aspect of the sentence, I will immediately use simpler English words to explain to you what all of that means. So buckle up, because this one won't be an easy one. In yesterday's podcast episode, I shared with you that I am getting ready to attend Maluma's concert here in Los Angeles on Saturday, September 9th. It's funny because by the time you hear this episode, I will have already been to the concert, but I wanted to mention Maluma's music here again because truly, Maluma is just one example of so many famous Spanish singing Latin artists who are becoming more and more popular around the world for their Spanish music. So, in today's episode of You, Me, and Words, we dive into the intriguing phenomenon of Spanish music's rise in popularity outside of its native territories. To embark on this musical journey, we need to understand a few words. The term phenomenon refers to an observable event or a significant fact, an occurrence that grabs our attention. Simply put, in today's episode of You, Me, and Words, we are going to focus on the interesting experience of Spanish music's increase in popularity outside of Spanish-speaking countries. So that we can get on this musical journey, we first have to understand a few words, like, for example, the word phenomenon, which is the same as a spectacle, a wonder. Spanish music, full of rich beats, moving lyrics, and engaging performers, has always been cherished in Spanish-speaking regions. However, in the past few decades, its rhythm has found resonance with listeners worldwide, from the streets of Europe to the busy markets of Asia. Individuals are moving to the rhythm of Spanish tunes, often without understanding the lyrics. This prompts the intriguing question: what lies at the heart of this universal appeal? Simply put, Spanish music has strong beats, touching words, and exciting singers. People in Spanish-speaking areas have always loved it. But in recent years, people all over the world have started to enjoy it too. Even if they don't know the words, many people in places like Europe and Asia are dancing to Spanish songs. This makes us wonder, why do so many people like this music? Central to this global embrace are a few trailblazing artists. Icons like Enrique Iglesias and Shakira have artfully mixed their Latin roots with genres spanning from pop to rock, crafting a universally relatable sound. Genres like reggaeton, primarily stemming from Puerto Rico, further amplify the global attraction. Celebrated artists such as Daddy Yankee, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin have not only maintained their authentic Latin essence, but have also seamlessly blended it with contemporary styles. Simply put, some famous artists have helped make Spanish music popular worldwide. Stars like Enrique Iglesias and Shakira have combined their Latin background with other music types like pop and rock. This makes their music liked by many people everywhere. There's also a type of music called reggaeton, mostly from from Puerto Rico that many people love. Well-known singers like Daddy Yankee, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin use their Latin style and mix it with modern music. Multiple factors contribute to the world's liking of Spanish music. The infectious, irresistible beats inherent in these songs are undeniably a driving force, compelling even the most reserved of us to tap our feet, to move our feet. Additionally, the narrative depth of many Spanish songs, which often revolves around tales of passionate love or intense emotions, transcends linguistic barriers. Even without understanding the lyrics, listeners can feel the raw emotions conveyed through the melody and vocal depth. Simply put, many reasons explain why people around the world like Spanish music. The catchy beats in these songs make many of us want to dance or tap our feet, move our feet. Also, many Spanish songs tell deep stories about strong love or feelings. Even if people don't know the words, they can still feel the emotions from the tune and the way it's sung. Another pivotal factor is the age of globalization we're nestled in. With digital platforms like Spotify and YouTube, music transcends geographical constraints. A chart topper in Spain can easily become a sensation in distant regions like Japan. The collaborative spirit of Spanish artists also significantly influences their global acclaim. A notable example is the song Despacito, a collaborative masterpiece by Daddy Yankee and Luis Fonsi, which, after being remixed with Justin Bieber, became an anthem for listeners worldwide. Such collaborations seamlessly bridge cultural divides, presenting songs that are both novel and familiar. Simply put, one big reason for the popularity of Spanish music is because of the internet age we live in. With apps like Spotify and YouTube, music can be heard anywhere in the world. So a popular song in Spain can also become famous in faraway places like Japan. Spanish singers often work together or with other international stars. For example, the song Despacito by Daddy Yankee and Luis Fonsi became even more famous when Justin Bieber sang in it. When artists from different backgrounds collaborate, it makes songs that people from everywhere can enjoy because they feel both new and familiar. In conclusion, while language is a tool for communication, music is an emotion, a universal language in itself. Spanish music, with its musical fusion of the old and the new, its heartfelt tales and its captivating beats, offers listeners worldwide a portal to experience emotions and rhythms that might be foreign yet deeply relatable. In an ever-evolving globalized world, the appeal of Spanish music serves as a testament to the fact that emotions, stories, and rhythms are universally understood and felt. Simply put, in the end, even if music is in a different language, it speaks to our feelings. Spanish music mixes old and new sounds, tells touching stories, and has beats that draw people in. Even if it's new to listeners, they can still connect with it. In today's connected world, Spanish music shows that feelings and stories in songs are something everyone can understand and feel, no matter where they're from. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of this amazing community of English learners. We just finished episode number 184. Don't miss our next episode, which will be uploaded next Monday. Talk to you then.